This is Erica, and it's the beginning of the week on this episode of Energy Clearing for Life Force. We always begin the week with some writing down of what would be awesome if you could achieve something this week. Yeah, so I wonder what it is that you would like to have happen this week that you might have given up on or that you might have stopped trying, because once you start clearing your energy, many more things are possible than you were aware of being possible. You're actually going to be, as you follow the protocols of clearing your energy every single day, then what happens is things that you thought you couldn't have, you can have again. Or you might get shown a different way. If you were too stuck on one way of something showing up, you might suddenly have something show up a different way for you than you thought. So it's very potent when you start doing the energy clearing for life tools, when you start clearing the energy in all of your chakras. Because once your energy is clear, then your messages can be said. I think that's what I'll talk about today on the show, is expressing your truth. This is in our throat chakra, where when it is clear, we are able to speak our truth. Let's just talk a little bit about that today. Yeah, because who doesn't want to be able to speak the truth? Right? Ooh, now this one is the heavy one for me, because my father lied a lot. So I was raised in a household where there were some interesting curves to the truth. So my mother was a straight arrow of a truth type person. My father would kind of make up stories as he went along. So when I look at speaking my truth, a lot of times I can get stopped. Let's see. Why do I stop? I stop because I'm worried what someone might think. I stop because I'm afraid I might not be right. I stop because sometimes my ideas are so fresh, the world isn't ready for them. In fact, one of the books I published was called The Energy of Expansion, and it was pretty far ahead of its time. And it really reached out into the galaxies, and it communicated with the beyond, and it communicated with other beings in different galaxies. The book was really far out. And I got the message, even when we were writing it, that very few people would understand it. But those that would be so thankful that it existed, because they wouldn't feel so alone. So you might want to go check out that book. It came out a couple years ago, but it was so far ahead of its time. It'll probably make a lot of sense in about 10 more years. So it's called The Energy of Expansion. Let's talk about releasing the blocks to your throat chakras. So these usually are caused when we're, again, too bright, or we know something to be true that other people don't quite get. It's like our whole life is the emperor was not wearing clothes. Like, we're able to see that where others can't. And so obviously saying that sometimes can be very unpopular. It can cause you friendships when you're too clear or too outspoken, right? So today I just invite you to maybe write your truths in your journal, or speak your truths to a microphone, a recording that only you can hear. Do something to awaken that ability to say what it is that you need to say or would like to say. How can I put the right words on it? As you're clearing energy from this throat chakra, quite often if you have had more than one lifetime and you have some magic power, you could have gotten killed for actually speaking your truth. In fact, I have a friend who grew up in Greece, and she was actually made to be quiet. And it was actually to save her life because there were some forces in the military at play where, when she was 11 or 12, if she had said certain things, really, it could have caused life. Her life to be taken. So her parents shutting her up, the intention was to save her life, right? But now, as an adult, say you're in your 50s, or I think actually it's in her 40s or 50s, I can't remember, that military stuff, that's no longer true. So she actually can speak her truth. But she was trained at a young age of not speaking her truth. So at any point, you can release those vows that you made to keep quiet, and you can reverse that and start speaking your truth. I encourage you to take that on today. See what you can do to speak your truth, even if it's a little bit, even if it's just something, even if it's just one or two things where you're honest and upfront with who you are today. And I'll do the same. I'll challenge myself to do the same. And then look out on your week this week and just see if what it is you'd like to have happen this week that you haven't invited to happen. I have a really big occasion this week that's coming in, so I'm super excited about it. And I'll update you on that closer to the end of the week. So thanks again for listening. This is Energy Clearing for Life Force. Oh, and Wednesday, I'm having a Clear the Second Chakra Zoominar. It's complimentary. You can find it at energyclearingforlife.com. You can sign up for the second chakra clearing webinar. This is the chakra where we process where we flow our money, sexual energy, and creativity. So the second chakra is very potent. When it's clear, we have a lot more money, sex, and creativity. And who doesn't want that? So come to my webinar Wednesday. Again, energyclearingforlife.com is the website, and you're listening to Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast with me, Erin.